Welcome. Enter the world of sensual by nature with your host, Oceana. Nothing is off limits here. We'll talk about sensuality, intimacy, love, touch, peaceful living, tantra, and much more. Now, here's your host, Oceana.
One thing I'd love to do is just introduce myself as this is the first episode, and I'd love for you to know more about me so that you feel comfortable asking me questions and letting me know more about you. I am a spiritual teacher of tantric yoga practice. I'm certified in Reiki mastery, hypnotherapy, rebirthing breath technique, Reiki and emotional release work, integrative mind-body therapy, and holistic nutritional rehabilitation. If any of those terms sound interesting to you, or something that you don't know about, or something that you just want to know more about, ask me. You're always welcome to call. I also have a university degree in integrative psychology and theater art. So as a child, I trained professionally in dance and music and theater. And I was actually really blessed at a young age to be able to travel a lot of the world through dance. I was a professional dancer with a Marcy Graham-based company. And I was always just really intrigued by the different cultures that I came across through my dance training that used dance and music to worship divinities through ecstatic states. Especially in the southern hemispheres, in southern Africa and central Africa, a lot of the different cultures, pre-Christian, used the rhythm of the music and the drums and the rhythm in their bodies, the natural heartbeat, the natural movement, and their natural breath to reach alternate ecstatic states, which we can all do. We've just lost touch with our bodies in this culture as we've started to move into religious practices that are much more sedentary and cerebral. But actually, the pathway, I believe, to spiritual awakening and spiritual connection is through our bodies. And the more that I found this through my dance training and the more that I was able to click into the rhythm with my dance partners on stage, I was able to access these really alternate states of being in a completely natural state of mind. It was a very natural pathway to ecstatic states. And I found the more that I studied culture and history and dance and music, that in India, pre-Hindu religion, Tantra was based completely in accessing spiritual awakening and enlightenment through our bodies and then through union with a partner, if so wanting to experience that. I've always found this just incredibly enlightening for myself, and always made me want to continue to delve more deeply into these areas because, you know, frankly, and the way that the world and society works, I feel oftentimes that there's a lot of pressure to conform, in which case I feel that my body naturally wants to shut down, and I believe that that's where disease and depression and things that go against our natural, vital, and sensual nature are to set in, that oftentimes we're prescribed all these different kinds of prescription medications to try to get out of, when actually all we really need to do is drop into our bodies, drop into a more sensual state of living, and really find connection to other living things. The interconnectedness between our life force and our bodies and the life force in all other living things is profound. And the more that we're able to move out of a cerebral state of mind and into a physical, heart-led awareness through being sensually in tune with our bodies, our emotional life, and our surroundings and the people that we're interacting with, without our ego getting in the way and our state of consciousness being about universal consciousness, we'll actually see a lot more natural cell growth in our bodies. There have been several different studies, medical studies, based on just the act of touching one person and how much their natural cell growth is actually accelerated in that present moment. And within 45 minutes of being touched, the person's cells and nervous system are actually able to recalibrate and move into a completely open state of existence, which allows for more blood circulation, better serotonin levels to be produced, better endorphin levels to be produced, and an overall much better state of well-being. So what I've strived to teach through my Tantra practice is mind, body, spirit, emotional balance. And all of that happens through a complete acceptance of the present moment, which is what I believe true sensuality is. So as I was moving into through my dance training and performing theatrically, I was really just taken by Tantra, where sexuality and spirituality blend in unison with this ultra life force energy, which is what I'm talking about. It's in our bodies. If you just take a breath and feel the energy moving through your body, you'll know what I'm talking about. It's something that's undeniable, whatever we want to call it. In different spiritual practices, there are different names, but this life force energy is undeniably in our bodies at all times, and in plants that are growing, and in whatever is around us at all times. It's a constant. So by clicking into this universal life force energy, we're admitting divine healing, knowledge, sort of this sort of intuitive guidance that I'm sure we've all, different people always talk about at different times, about having experienced some kind of intuitive knowledge about something that they then followed because they had a hunch or an instinct, and it's the right way to, it was the right path for them. Oftentimes we call this soul-led existence. And to me, that's the most important way to continue contact with spiritual power and to continue living in this life. There are all sorts of other kind of rationales and cerebral ways of going about creating a life, but oftentimes those things cause a lot of separation from other living things, and we end up in aggression and war and also into separating our sexuality from our spirituality, which then leads oftentimes to sex addiction, which is a big problem in our culture right now that I'm sure a lot of people can relate to, is wanting to escape through sex rather than connect through a sexual experience. So sensuality and true intimacy with our own bodies is the first step to actually creating true intimacy with our surroundings and people in our lives. And as a tantrika, I believe that I am manifest to teach you to access consciously this healing, life-giving property generated in your powerful ultra-life force energy source. So I really dedicate my practice to guiding you to living a heart-led life of true soul purpose. I'm here to help you experience true, simple, honest, and genuine soul transformation by communing with your honest, emotional, sensual self, your authentic voice, your true intuitive guidance, and get a sense of confidence in listening to that, opening up your different channels to be able to really hear those intuitive guides that are in you at all times by connecting with your honest, emotional, and sensual self. When you dive in and settle into your natural prana, which is your life force energy, which you'll generally feel generating from your first and second chakras, which is your root, and your second, which is your sexual center and creative life force center. So when you dive in and settle into this natural prana, you find true acceptance and grounded presence in your own genuine, multifaceted human essence. And here is where you can truly open your heart to feel an interconnection with all living things, as I was talking about before. You can really dissolve any masks of self-condemnation, any self-judgment, any fear of the future or regret of the past and just drop really into the present moment to feel your natural essence and allow yourself to willingly live a lifestyle which is in line with your soul's true calling and experience your natural capacity to give and receive more love. I always say that there is never a shortage of love in the world. There is always enough love to go around if we can drop into our hearts, allow our hearts to open, allow ourselves to hear this intuitive guidance, and allow ourselves to live a fully integrated life, not a compartmentalized life where we've got all sorts of different manifestations of different intentions and nothing's really woven together. Then we often are using our energy in all sorts of ways that isn't behooving us to move in one fulfilled direction. And we're out of line with our true soul path, and we're out of line with our true soul sexuality, and we're out of line with our true essence of spiritual connection to the greater life force because of this. And so this chosen path, if this is what you choose to divest yourself in and learn about as a spiritual path for yourself, is naturally stemmed from our connection to source. We'll feel source from grounding into our feet, often just feeling our feet on the ground and noticing that we are a part of this ultra life force energy, this interconnectedness through our natural center. So we have our own source in our bodies, and that connects to source. I call it magma, which is the source of the center of the earth, it's heat, molten rock. And that, you know, there are several layers of earth, and then we've got grass growing on top. And I consider our bodies sort of to be similar, where we've got this kind of sacred root and sexual center and heat. And then we've got our third chakra, our fourth, and our heart and our voice to be able to speak the things that we want in our lives, which I'll talk more about as we go down the line of different episodes over the next few weeks. And I'm just touching on a few different basic ideas and basic philosophies of Tantra and alignment of spirituality with sexuality.
Welcome back to Sensual by Nature with your host, Oceana. Tune in to sensualbynaturestudio.com for upcoming shows.
Imagine how it would feel to open up the song of another soul. Let it flow through your body, reaching new levels of perception. The eternal vastness of spiritual connection to life force is through your body. Opening your senses through breath and inner body awareness, you are able to tap into a greater life force energy. You can call it whatever you wish, but it is an undeniable energy that mysteriously makes your heartbeat, your blood flow, and intention to circulate through you into action. People often say the spirit speaks through people. We are already enlightened. All we have to do is drop into that universal life force in our own bodies, expand and move beyond our spiritual confines into a great ocean of interconnected experience. The tantrics say that the focus on the arousal of the Kundalini force is the basis of diving into that ocean of interconnected experience. And in which case, view the body as the vehicle of the divine and an instrument for liberation. Tantra's ultimate aim is the channeling of this Kundalini life force through the Sushumna channel upwards into the Sahasraha chakra and beyond into Parasiva, the beyond. Shakti Tantra places a strong emphasis on the worship of the feminine force, the Shakti. This may be symbolic or literal, depending on the school of Tantra, and the rites involving different kinds of internal yogic practices, pranayama, which are breath practices, and union practices, creating a deeper connection with life force energy through connecting with another human being. The Tantra's main principle is the use of the material to gain the spiritual. Now, I want to talk a little bit about what that really means. The Kundalini life force is that heat of energy that you feel in your body. Oftentimes we read these books or we hear spiritual talks, and it sometimes seems, you know, outside of our natural realm to be able to access. And one of my main goals in my private sessions and in this show to be able to talk with all of you is that it's really not outside of you. Everything that you are is right inside. You are an eternal vastness of riches and minerals and source right inside your own body. And really accessing all of that is through dropping into the present moment. That's what I consider true sensuality to be. The channel into your natural life force energy is through your senses. So, your sense of smell, your sense of touch, your sense of taste, your sense of hearing, and your sense of sight. And of course, your intuitive guidance sense, your sixth sense, are all quite important. They're all sacred. We oftentimes have different senses that actually inspire us individually more. And so that's all part of getting to know your authentic self. It's not about reading a book and them telling you what you should and shouldn't do or should and shouldn't, you know, feel attracted toward being a part of. It's a matter of you being attracted yourself and being drawn in. So suppose your sense of smell brings you into the present moment the most accurately, then by all means, that's where you should go first. Or, you know, say it's your sense of touch, or say listening to music really allows you to come into your body more freely. Whatever works for you. Oftentimes, when people are first doing this kind of sensuality training and really learning the tools to drop into their body in the present moment, they'll do different kinds of exercises to see which sense is really their most pungent, or the one that is most electrifying for them. So in my studio, we'll do different kinds of exercises, like listening to music and just moving one's body while breathing and seeing if the person is able to really just feel each note as it changes and really allow their body to move with each vibration of each note. And then we'll try something with smell by, like, maybe using the young living essential oil. Maybe the smell sandalwood really inspires somebody to start moving their body and really feeling the present moment and allowing themselves to take more breath into their body and really feel their feet on the ground. Or, you know, maybe it's their sense of sight. You know, in this modern culture, because sight is so used for advertisement and we see quick leaps of images constantly shown to us, oftentimes our sense of sight is actually askew because we separate from our bodies when we see things. We start criticizing, critiquing, organizing, patterning, because that's our first inclination when we see something, is to judge it so that we can somehow remain distant from it and safe. That's sort of a human instinct, but it's also a fear-based instinct rather than a heart-led, heart-opening instinct that we, you know, we can relearn or drop into our natural instincts by just trusting the present moment. Or, you know, we can give in to the more largely based cultural instincts, or I would call them reactions, which is to judge and to separate and to not feel the interconnection. And that's really just based on fear of the unknown, not knowing who we're seeing and what we're seeing, and needing to constantly organize and judge. Now, of course, there are certain times when that works, but then we also need to know when we can just trust and drop into the present moment. Now, of course, that's what I teach, is to be able to know what the tools are for yourself during the day, to be able to check in with yourself and notice that you're out of the present moment. You're thinking about the future, you're thinking about the past, you're worrying, you're coming up with stories, you're organizing, you're judging, anything that you kind of separate from the present moment and separate from your sensuality and separate, again, from your body then, and then just be in your mind and your cerebral state. And that's all just fear-based awareness. And it's not necessary. You know, you can be just as successful and just as safe in the world by being completely in your body in the present moment, and in tune with what's happening around you. In fact, your awareness will be that much more heightened, and your decision-making will be that much clearer. So as we're doing this kind of sensory training to be able to drop into the present moment, it's important to get to know your own body, your instrument, and to find out what senses really work for you. So that's something that you can start to become more aware of, even just now, just looking around and noticing what's happening in the present moment around you. Noticing when you breathe, how deeply do you breathe? What part of your body are you breathing into? When you touch, say, the fabric that you're wearing, do you feel any sensations inside of your body? Or is the sensation just outside of your body? Which is fine, but what we're doing here is allowing yourself to drop into your body. So perhaps if you touch the fabric of your clothing for a few minutes, just slowly with the very tips of your fingers, you'll start to drop into your breath a little bit more and feel the heat inside of your body, that life force I've been talking about. And start to notice if there are any sensations or waves of pleasure or tension spots, any tingling, anything that you may start to notice is happening inside of your body, just natural little kind of moments of electricity that just continue. It's the evolution of every moment, and every moment expands into another moment, expands into another moment, expands into another. That's just time. There's no way to control that. That is something that's happening regardless of anything that you choose to put into that present moment. There's just constant changing of experience inside of you and outside of you all the time. And dropping into that, to really feel that, is allowing your body then to really open your cells, like I said earlier, to rejuvenate, your nervous system to calm and recalibrate, and thus everything in your body to circulate more clearly and more fluidly, and for you to really drop into true time instead of being ahead of time or behind time, thinking about the past or the future, worrying about how things might come out, but instead just really experiencing what's happening now. And as I was saying before about your sense of sight, and oftentimes that being an actual way to detach, you can easily use your sense of sight as another way to just channel into the present moment.
Welcome back to Sensual by Nature with your host, Oceana. Tune in to sensualbynaturestudio.com for upcoming shows.
I want to talk a little bit about something that I had brought up in the last segment, which is our sense of sight oftentimes acting as a way to separate from the present moment rather than delve into this present moment experience. And the reason I really want to talk about that is because of sexual addiction in the modern culture. I just want to touch on that briefly, and I very well may do an entire segment on that down the line, but one of the things that's very important to realize is how much our sense of sight often can act as a separator between us and whatever it is we are looking at or experiencing. If you could notice when you're walking down the street or when you're watching television or when you're looking at a magazine or you're talking to somebody who you know or don't know, notice what's happening in your mind. Are you judging the appearance of that person or that thing that you're seeing? But I'm going to focus more on human interaction. Are you looking to experience the essence of that person? Are you looking at their mannerisms? Are you feeling the tone of voice that they're using? Are you experiencing the lines of their face, the lines of their body, the words that they're using, and the behavior in their body beneath the words? Are you in tune, acutely in tune and aware of what's happening in your body while you're interacting with them? Are you aware of what's happening in their body while they're interacting with you? Or are you just separating from them as another living thing and judging what they say and what they do based on how they look and how you feel they make you feel? Or are you really looking to experience them in the present moment as they are, just as is? The more we are, the more we allow ourselves to experience ourselves just as we are, to drop into our bodies, through our breath, through our senses, to allow ourselves to open up and experience the present moment, the more we can really allow other people to be who they are in the present moment, and we can experience their essence through allowing ourselves to just feel their true nature underneath the words that they're saying or the way that they look. You know, so much of our society is really just based on looks, as we all probably can agree, especially through advertising. We, you know, and it's done in such a way that we sometimes lose sight of the fact that we're being manipulated. And, you know, we never know what we can learn from another person. And if they may not have a certain physical appearance that we find appealing, and then we, you know, we'll tend to make fun of them or judge them or turn off from them, when they're just another life force living in another human body, just like we are. They're a living, breathing life force orb, and they can feed your soul just as much as you can feed their soul back. And by cutting yourself off from connecting with them as a life force, just through feeling them, through experiencing them without judging, just being able to be with them, you are cutting your own vitality off by judging them. And, you know, that in its own is your choice. It just depends how you choose to live, which is why I call this show Sensual by Nature. We are natural, sensual, sentient beings. It's just in our nature to connect with other living things. But we learn over time to disconnect and to judge, and especially through sight. And there's so much more that we can take in through our eyes and through our entire being that we're constantly cutting ourselves off from, that we can start to retrain ourselves to really experience the present moment, but also through visual. And I bring that up around sexual addiction because the more we turn to images to feel our nervous system inspired to become aroused, we're actually, it's a circuitous route. There are different ways to arouse one's nervous system. And they're through imagination and through visual, or it's through allowing yourself to drop into the present moment and experience what's truly happening for you now and experience every single part of that through smell, through taste, through touch, even if you're just sitting. I'm not talking about, you know, interacting with another person sexually. I'm just talking about just sitting there, noticing what you're tasting in your mouth, even if it's really nothing, and noticing what you're smelling, what you're seeing, and noticing what you're getting from a person who you're sitting with, what you're feeling, what the vibrations that are coming off of their body. And the more aware you can become, the more alive your body will be, and the more vital you'll be as a human being, and the kinder and more open-hearted you'll be, and the more gratitude you'll have for living, and noticing all of the beauty that was surrounding you in every present moment of every single day. And then those moments that turn into the next moment, and the next moment are flourishing from a sense of gratitude rather than a sense of detachment and judgment. So the sexual addiction that is so prevalent in society comes really from separating from other living things and judging and then feeling disconnected and not understanding why we feel so disconnected and feel so alone and feel so over-medicated with pharmaceuticals and feel so unable to really connect intimately and so afraid. And then all of a sudden we click into this whole mode where we want to connect, and so people just go out and just, you know, look for images that turn them on, or look for people that are beautiful that turn them on, but don't really connect intimately in a really soulful, sensual way, and end up being confused emotionally, because once you're connecting with somebody intimately, you generally feel some kind of emotion, and then you're confused about having rushed into that and not understanding, you know, the aftermath of the experience that your body's actually holding on to, and then you have to work through that. And then oftentimes people turn to different kinds of substances to numb out whatever those feelings are, and then we end up, you know, creating these whole cycles of unconscious states of really just searching for true intimacy. I believe that our intention and our second chakra is really revolves around this. Our intention is to create and is to connect. It's undeniable that our life force and our bodies wants to connect to other life forces, that it wants to keep living. And that's the basic intention behind all living things, is to continue to live. And the more that we separate and judge and cerebralize, the more that we deviate from that natural state of heart-led living and into a more manipulative state of trying to feel connected in ways that actually aren't feeding our soul. And so we turn to, you know, instant gratification, like buying something or having sex with somebody random, or, you know, getting into, you know, just needing to kind of get off instead of really connect. And it's all ways. It's all the intention behind those things is actually looking to connect, which is not it is the basic life force intention. But it's going about that intention in a way that's a deviance from the natural course, which is to connect truly, intimately, with an open heart in the present moment with all of our surroundings, with ourselves primarily first. We have to connect intimately with ourselves first to really accept our emotions, really accept our present state of awareness, really accept the truth of how we feel about things in our life, to really be able to acknowledge our feelings in the present moment. We don't have to always say exactly how we feel, but we have to acknowledge how we feel to ourselves, accept that we're human, accept our feelings, and then learn to communicate with others in a way that is heart-led, open, and intimate, rather than judging, separate, and cerebral, and manipulative. And so all of this kind of disconnection with intimacy with ourselves leads to connection with intimacy with others, and then leads to fear-based need to connect because we feel so spiritually bereft. Now, the more we allow ourselves to continue to live in that way, we end up, you know, aging quickly, we end up having affairs, we end up in relationships we don't really want to be in, we end up buying things we don't really want, we end up searching for money all the time to make ourselves happy, we end up fighting with people that we actually care about, and we end up really just denying our own truth, our own authentic selves, because we're afraid and then we're separating and we're judging. So the real focus of my work is to drop into the present moment and be more intimate with yourself. We'll talk more about that when we come back.
Welcome back to Sensual by Nature with your host, Oceana. Tune in to sensualbynaturestudio.com for upcoming shows.
Time certainly does fly. Well, I hope you've been enjoying the show, and I'd love to hear from you over this week and hear from you next week when I have the show again, Friday, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And for this last segment, what I'd like to do is leave you with a simple breath awareness meditation that you can practice yourself until next week when I take you a little bit further into this same kind of meditation. What we're doing here is learning skills and tools to develop a more intimate sense of self and body awareness for you, which will then radiate into a much more vital sensual life, because we're all sensual by nature and we just need to drop into that. So what I'd like you to do is just notice your breath. Very simply notice when you inhale where your breath expands in your body. There's no right or wrong. It's just about noticing you. There's no right way to breathe, no wrong way to breathe. I'm going to show you the path to expansion through acceptance. There's no other path to expansion. We have to accept the present moment first, and we can expand from there. So whatever's happening inside of your body now, just notice. When you breathe in, do you like to breathe in through your nose? Or do you like to breathe in through your mouth? It can change at different points during the day, but just notice that if you take a nice breath through your mouth, you may be able to breathe a little bit more deeply. So why don't you try that? Just open your mouth and breathe. Inhale and notice where you expand in your body. Probably somewhere right in the center in your diaphragm, because that's where breath normally goes. It may be a little bit higher in your upper chest, or it may be a little bit lower if you are naturally attuned to breathing, say yoga or you're a singer or playing an instrument or playing an instrument, or you just have a nice deep breath naturally. And notice that you can decide where you send your breath in your body. You can imagine that your breath is going right into your center diaphragm. And as you inhale, imagine that your center diaphragm is expanding like a balloon. Sometimes when we inhale, we actually suck in our center for some reason. That's how some people breathe. But really natural, correct state of mind, peace, breathing is through expanding. So just imagine that your diaphragm is like a balloon and it's expanding with breath as you inhale. then if you exhale, imagine that the heat in your body is moving up through your heart and out your throat, acting as an internal massage. Notice if your heart is beating rapidly. Notice that your heartbeat will start to slow down if you count when you inhale. 1, 2, 3. And then exhale. 1, 2, 3 through your mouth. And notice that you don't need to hold your breath when you inhale. And you don't need to hold your breath when you exhale. It can be one fluid movement of expansion and release. And expansion again and release. So I'm going to inhale. 1, 2, 3. Exhale. 1, 2, 3. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. Exhale. 1, 2, 3. And take it to your own rhythm, but really be aware that your body and your mind and your breath are all in tune. None of them are fighting against one another. Feel your feet on the ground and notice that your body, mind, and spirit want to move into a state of presence together, the natural flow. Just by accepting your breath, opening, and allowing your heat and your breath to waft through your body as you exhale, again, like an internal massage. Notice that you can now breathe even more deeply, maybe even down into your lower diaphragm, your upper abdomen. And now imagine that your breath is going a little bit more deeply into your lower abdomen when you inhale, into your pelvis, into your lower back. You can even put your hand on your pelvis and on your lower back. And that is where your Kundalini life force energy resides in your body. Very deeply seated in your pelvis, your root, and your lower pelvis, at the very base of your spine. You'll notice that you probably feel more heat in your body the more deeply you inhale. And your inhalation will just naturally expand deeply in your pelvis, if you imagine that your breath is going there when you inhale. Just imagine that part of your body, your lower pelvis, your sexual center, I call it, sort of like a triangle, right across your lower pelvis. And I likened it earlier, and I'll do it again, to the magma, the core magma in the center of our earth. Well, you have your own core magma in the center of your body. So try to play with that this week. And I think it's the next Friday at 5:10. Found me at tantraparrot@gmail.com. Next, we'll be discussing tantra, a way of acceptance, diving more deeply into your body, to your breath and heart opening. Until then, love, light, and laughter always.
Thank you for joining us for this week's session of Sensual by Nature. Please join me, Oceana, again next time. Tune in to sensualbynaturestudio.com for upcoming shows. May the coming week bring you inspiration.